Politico attack on Nicki Minaj social media posts pushes biased report linked to rivals Jay-Z, Cardi B. By Warner Todd Houston on February 23, 2026. Politico roiled the rap world with a report on Monday that accuses rap mogul Nicki Minaj of employing a bot army to amplify her political posts on social media. However, a look at the report Politico relied on to buttress the claim appears to show flawed results. Worse, the report, created by an outfit calling itself Cyabra, is directly linked to Minaj's rival rappers Jay-Z and Cardi B. The Cyabra report claims that Minaj's social media reach is created by an inauthentic amplification of her political views on her X account. The group also insists that Minaj employs 18,000 fake bot accounts, aimed at amplifying Minaj's recent pro-Trump political posts on social media. Over a two-month period, Cyabra conducted a targeted analysis of engagement activity on Nicki Minaj's official X account, at Nicki Minaj, focusing on political-related posts and assessing the authenticity of the accounts interacting with him, the group claims in the report. The investigation identified a materially elevated level of inauthentic activity within the comments sections of these posts. 33% of the engaging accounts were assessed as fake, a proportion that is substantially higher than baseline levels typically observed in organic social media discourse, they added. Based on the scale, concentration, and behavioral alignment of the inauthentic activity identified, Cyabra assesses with high confidence that a coordinated fake campaign was actively amplifying political content on Nicki Minaj's X account during the period reviewed, they concluded. However, some have noted that this purported disinformation research organization is funded by music industry insiders who are Minaj's rivals. The Cyabra Council includes David Wander, chief digital officer at Jay-Z's company Roc Nation, and Mike G. Guerguis, a partner at United Talent Agency, UTA, who represents Cardi B, both of who have a vested interest in discrediting and harming Minaj's career. Trump advisor Alex Bruswitz called the Cyabra report 100% BS and pointed out that Politico didn't bother to mention that the company that created the bot report is connected to David Wander and Mike G. Bruswitz goes on the blast Politico's Jason Fieferman as a fake news hack for not reporting on the connection between Cyabra and Nicki Minaj's chief rap rivals. He calls Politico unethical for not reporting all the facts. This story is 100% BS. At Nicki Minaj, the most popular female rapper of all time, does not need bots to promote her on social media. Politico's Jason Fieferman is also a fake news hack who fails to disclose that the company that conducted this report, Cyabra, is partnered with Alex Bruswitz, at Alex Bruswitz, February 23, 2026. There are other problems with the Cyabra report, too. Deep down in the report, the group claims that several actual, real X accounts are fake, including the X accounts of Turning Point USA, President Trump's official X account, and UN Ambassador Michael Waltz's official account. Critics of the Cyabra report say that if the report misidentifies these accounts as fake, how many more are similarly misidentified? Several high-profile X commentators have also blasted Politico for its flawed reporting, including Dom Luker and Bo Loudon. Breaking: the media just officially started their attack on Nicki Minaj and it is linked to Cardi B and Jay-Z's Roc Nation. The Politico journalist I warned everyone about just released a hit piece on Nicki Minaj claiming that she is supported by bots and that I'm one of the pic.twitter.com/smoop6n, boo. Dom Luker, breaker of narratives, at Dom_Luker, February 23, 2026. Breaking: at Nicki Minaj was just exonerated of the false Politico claims she uses bots. Alex just found Politico failed to disclose the company that did their bot analysis is partnered with Cardi B's agent. Alex is right. God bless Nicki. pic.twitter.com/ok503wg1er. Bo Loudon, at Bo Loudon, February 23, 2026. For her part, Cardi B is blasting Bruswitz for connecting her to the Cyabra report, and she claims her agent is just a Cyabra investor who has no sway over the company. And she is now threatening to sue Bruswitz for mentioning her in connection with the whole story. Bruswitz, though, says he is not overly worried about the rapper's threats. Not entirely sure what you're going to sue me for? LOL. I didn't say you were involved. I simply, correctly, pointed out that your rep, Mike G, is on the advisory council of Cyabra, the firm that released the report on it Nicominaj bots. Now you're crashing out. Given the pic.twitter.com/cot1edjt3d. Alex Bruswitz, at Alex Bruswitz, February 23, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.